This week, the Pima County Sheriff's Department announced the addition of a new position aimed at reducing its jail population safely. They'll do this by reviewing the jail's roster and working to identify people who could be candidates for another path from substance abuse treatment to counseling services. Lieutenant Elsa Navarro will oversee this new jail population coordinator, and she joins me. Lieutenant Navarro, start by telling us why this is important for your department to do right now. Like, is the jail population there growing?
Well, with Pima County growing as fast as it is, yes, it does become an issue with the jail population also growing. We have to make sure that we're balancing the amount of bed space available with those inmates that actually need to be here versus those low-level, low-risk offenders who could still be out in the community either working or participating in programs so that way they don't reoffend and come back into the jail and take up bed space that they don't absolutely need.
So as you're working to reduce this population and you're bringing in this new person to kind of take over this role, the aim here is to identify like nonviolent offenders, right, who you think won't miss future court appearances and will be responsible in this sense. How do you find them? How are you going to kind of audit the system?
What we're going to do is expand this person's role by having them talk to some of these inmates, look at the low risk nonviolent offenders and make sure that these people are the right candidates for the program. We want to make sure that everybody understands that although we will be identifying these inmates, we will not be the ones making the decision as far as them getting released or not. We will make our recommendations to the judges and let them know who we've identified and the reasons behind why we think they would be good participants, and then they would make the final decision on who gets released.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so you mentioned that the population growing in Pima County has something to do with the jail population going up as well. I wonder if the opioid epidemic in this country and in the state has had anything to do with that as well.
Oh, absolutely. We do have a lot of inmates that come in who are either under the influence or on the verge of detoxing from opiates. So it is a big problem in Pima County. We also find that with these inmates, we have to pay a little closer attention to them and provide them a little bit more medical treatment in order to make sure that nothing happens to them while they're in custody and they're detoxing off of the drugs that they have been using while they were on the outside.
Yeah. Do you think like a lot of the people who will fall into this category are nonviolent drug offenders who maybe would benefit from going into treatment instead of going in and out of jail?
Oh, absolutely. We want to make sure that the people that we identify to participate in this show a willingness to seek counseling or treatment for substance abuse, or if they have any mental illness that they're willing to go see our local providers and get help and take advantage of the support that they provide, whether it be counseling, housing, or any other family or social service.
So how do you weigh public safety in this? Like, there's always this balance between, you know, reducing a jail population, but making sure that the people who need to be in jail and need to be in custody are in custody. Is that something that is a concern here?
Well, like I said, we're looking at the low-risk offenders, also people who don't have the potential for violence. We want to make sure that once we do release them, that they follow the guidelines set to them by the court and or pretrial services or any other condition of release. So that way, if they have an opportunity to get themselves into these programs before they go to court and face the charges that they've been accused of, they can do so and be better contributing members of society.
All right. Lieutenant Elsa Navarro is with the Pima County Sheriff's Department, and she oversees the new Pima County Population Coordinator. Lieutenant Navarro, thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much.